Welcome back to Midland, Texas, as we are in between games of the doubleheader today between the Hooks and the Rockhounds. And chatting with Hook skipper Gregorio Petit, this conversation recorded prior to game one of the doubleheader. G, thank you very much for taking the time. Congrats on the big win last night.
Hey, Mike. Always great talking to you. You know, I always enjoy seeing that big smile when we started an interview. It was a great win, you know. Even they brought a position player, but I'm trying to win a game no matter what.
No doubt. And Greg Kessinger had a big home run to kind of salt the game last night off the position player, William Simonite. A big home run over the 15-foot fence out there in left field. Describe how it's a challenge for those guys to go out there and face a position player because you have to generate all the power.
Well, not only that, the speed of the pitches are big time difference. Like
30, 40 miles an
Correct.
Hour.
Correct. And it's not easy. When we hit BP, yeah, it's softer pitches, but it's actually from a closer distance, so it's easier to adapt. And when you got the same distance that the pitcher's usually doing a game and throwing that soft, you have to make it an adjustment, believe it or not.
Yeah, a crazy 12-inning complete with Justin Dearden scoring from second base on a sacrifice fly. By the way, a 405-foot sacrifice fly out to center field off the bat of Cesar Salazar. I have not seen that done since 2015 with Teoscar Hernandez at Whataburger Field. Can you kind of describe that play and what you were seeing from the third base coach's box?
Well, the one thing I realized is that how deep that ball was going and going. I didn't believe it was going to go that far. But, you know, it was a little windy, and it took the center fielder all the way close to the warning track. And then the fact that he caught the ball and he didn't immediately turn it in, he kind of took it slow, couple steps to give the ball back to the middle infielders. And Dearden did a great job coming at me, hot, running, not thinking about stopping. And as soon as I saw the throw wasn't going to be that strong either, I keep waving him, and we score. We got to make sure we score one run on that inning, starting with a run on a second, right?
I mean, and just incredible for Dearden to be thinking about that. You know, just busting it right out of the gate initially was, I guess, the key to that play, right? And the fact that, as you said, he's just coming in hot, and you have to love the aggressive nature and the fact that these guys had, you know, it's in the ball game.
Correct, and you have to. I mean, you have to make sure that when you're running for a play, you're not going to give up until the coach is telling you to stop. You can't see what's going on. The coach is the one.
I've never seen your arm wave that fast before, to be honest, G.
So you think, do you think...
I mean, I thought you were about to take off.
The speed I was waving my arm helped him out to run even faster.
I think it gave him the idea, hey, I might be able to take two bases here.
There you go. And anyway, you know, it's great that at the end of the day, yeah, we scored a run, but it's also cool for Salazar. He gets the RBI, he gets a sack fly instead of a 0-4.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it was cool.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
First time doing it too for me. So.
Corpus Christi with the 15-11 win. Just a wild night. The most runs in Hook's history in a ball game is 30. It's happened four times. Three of those have come here at this ballpark. This is a huge ballpark, a lot of runs scored. It's a challenge for the outfielders here. I imagine you've had some wild games here, a former Midland Rockhound.
Yeah, and when you see the gaps on this field, it's a huge park. So even if the ball don't go, usually the wind is not blowing out on this field. It's a field where the ball is not leaving the yard. But then you run into games like we've been getting this four or five days we've been here, windy days. Nowadays, these guys are athletes. Everybody on the lineup can hit a ball out of the ballpark right now. You don't have many guys trying to get a hit either. Everybody's swinging, trying to get doubles. And sometimes those doubles, when you hit it high enough and you have enough wind, they only end up going over the fence. And I was telling actually the third baseman yesterday, dude, we play some crazy games against you guys. We either play a close game or we play games like this. But it's something going on every time.
Yeah, to me, just vintage Hooks and Rockhounds here in Midland with that ball game last night. And you have to love the way that your lineup stayed in there. a rough couple of days prior to last night's ball game, facing some tough pitching. They break out for a big league early, and then after the Rockhounds come back, you guys didn't go away. I mean, this is a ball game that saw over 450 pitches last night. You must love the tenacity and the focus from the guys up and down the lineup. Everybody contributed last night.
I did, especially because it's hard when you come to the first game, you score 12, I think. That's how you scored the first day. Then you lose 2-1, and then you lose 3-1. And then you come in the fourth game and you score 9 runs, and you're feeling comfortable, feeling good that, you know, the good pitching for them got us, but we're not going to back off, and we're going to come back at it again. And they did, and it's hard when you see that lead going by. I know the pitchers are not trying to give up any runs. We did a great job the first three games. Yesterday was just one of those days. But those games are hard to play, you know, because you want to win so bad. After two losses, you want to win. I'm talking as a player. You want to win a game, and then you see, and then, okay, this is the game we're going to win. And then you see the lead being cut like that, and they tie the game, and then it's a whole different game again. And the guys battled the whole time. They never gave up.
One of the key cogs for the Hooks to start the year has been in Manuel Valdez. He's hit safely in all six of his games so far this year, entering the doubleheader today. A guy with – it's fun to watch. He's got speed, got a ton of power as well. And he hit a 410-foot double last night off the wall in center field. What are you seeing out of the gate from Valdez?
Valdez is just continuing what he showed last year when he came to us. He's a kid, and he can hit the ball. And it's amazing how much power he can generate, not being a big guy. But so far, he's doing a tremendous job. I hope that continues. He carries on, and, you know, he's in the lineup every day. He's earning that, and I'm glad and I'm happy that he's having that start.
Chatting with Hook skipper Gregorio Petit here on the in-between show between games of the doubleheader, Hooks and Rockhounds. Just generally speaking, I realize a small sample size. We got games, I believe this is game number 8 and 9 today. What's your impression of the club as it's coming together right now?
So far we're playing overall good games. We got a couple games where we make a couple mistakes, but that's part of the game. I mean, you know, you're not going to be perfect every day, and when you look at the scoreboard, it's only a game or two games where we've been allowing those many runs. The other games we lost against San Antonio, a one-run game, right? And then we lost a one-run and two-run game. Good pitching for the other team and good pitching for us. Good defense for both teams. So you get excited to see those type of games. And so far, I can't ask for more. I'm excited to keep pushing these guys as hopefully they can get to the next level, and excited to win some more ball games.
Joe Perez at the next level right now with the big club in Seattle. He's had two trips now to the big leagues. That's quite a start to the year.
That's a way to start, you know. And it's surprising, and it was awesome to be part of that. It was great to be the one telling him that he was going to the show for the first time. It was my first time, too, promoting anybody to the big leagues, and it felt amazing.
Yeah, that's right.
And I'm happy for him. I keep two times he went up, my biggest advice was have fun, enjoy this time, learn from it, embrace it, and just use it for your good. Like, learn as much as you can from those guys and bring it to you.
Hook skipper Gregorio Petit, Hefe, thank you very much for the time.
Anytime, anything for you. Anything for you, literally. You are the man.
You're the man.
No.
Thank you, sir.
The most famous radio guy, radio broadcaster of the league, no doubt.
We're back with more of Hook's Baseball right after this.